much about. You gotta put it in perspective.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
Name one thing guys want to see more than anything in the whole wide world.
We're going to go with boobs.
Yeah!
Show me boobs! There they are! Good job!
What's better than this? Guys being dudes.
Here, kitty, kitty.
This is nuts. Just weighing in over here. This is bonkers.
And now.
I want you both to listen to me, okay? I know why you're here. So don't BS at the yeser, okay? Your presence here, court ordered.
Why don't you put presence in quotes? Implying that we're not here?
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Wednesday morning, the 8th of November.
I feel like there should be something after that. You know, we just got so spoiled by Rocktober.
Right.
And then it just seems so quiet after the date now.
Should we come up with a November sound?
Well, then we get back into Blowvember territory.
Yeah, I wasn't really thinking that.
Well, that's the only
sound.
Option, I think.
That's the only one out there.
Feel like maybe we can have, like, leaves crackling, like when you step on them.
I mean, it is a little fall-like outside.
A
right
turkey
now.
Gobbling?
Maybe.
I don't mind that. I'm sorry, could you do it again for me, please, Kelly?
What was that noise?
Not really sure.
Do it again.
That sounded like a tape rewinding.
Listen.
Look, it's a turkey, but it's choking.
I don't know why you're judging me, Chip. I'm just trying to help out the silence after November.
I think the turkey is a wonderful idea.
Thank you, Bean. Thank you.
And the closer we get to Thanksgiving, the more terrified the poor little bird is.
Oh, well.
Because he knows what's coming.
He has no idea how good he tastes.
Right?
Yeah, that's got to be a bad surprise to wake up on Thanksgiving morning for that turkey.
I don't think they really, no.
Yeah, I don't think they're crossing off the calendar.
Right. It's like, speaking of 3 more days.
Shoot. Speaking of the holidays, Kevin, I know you were yelling at Omar for already doing his Christmas shopping. Are you going to yell at Allie for Christmas decorating this coming weekend?
No, because somebody else in going Christmas shopping and then announcing it to the world makes you look bad. Makes me look bad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But Allie already Christmas decorating, that makes her look bad.
Oh,
I see.
Wait
so
a minute.
I'm all good with that.
Hold on. All right.
There's one house in our neighborhood who just goes crazy.
Yeah.
And they put up a million things. And they've already got, you know, one of those lifts out in front, and they're putting them in the trees.
They're ready.
They're starting to go. So,
yes. And are you happy to have them in the neighborhood because it makes it festive where you live?
I do like them in the neighborhood. I do.
Okay. Yeah. So you don't mind them putting their stuff up?
Yeah.
I mean, they have till November, right?
They have to start early November, and then they usually get them down by, say, April. So it's all good. Yeah. Takes them a little longer to get them down there.
I was surprised this past weekend to see the first Christmas decorations go up in my neighborhood. Somebody had a bunch of wreaths all around their door and whatnot and was starting to put some lights up. I was a little bit surprised to see it so early.
But
they celebrate everything all the time, always here.
Right.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, people have Easter trees. People have Valentine's Day decorations. I mean, it's crazy how much people decorate in New Orleans. But, Christmas stuff's starting to come up, for sure.
I'm good with having Thanksgiving and then starting putting up Christmas decorations.
I like to have it decorated for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
You know, people come over and they're like, hey, look how festive you are.
Maybe Bean wasn't here when you told us how many Christmas trees you have in your house.
I mean, a few.
How many?
Well, 3, technically.
Oh.
But then one is my all-season tree that I move into my bedroom. So that's not really a Christmas tree.
It is this time of year, full size.
Oh, yeah, I do put it on the Christmas setting in my room.
She has a Christmas setting. Don't be ridiculous.
Yeah, come on.
Well, I respect as many trees as you want to have.
Thank you.
Kevin, you always say, before we get into today's all-new Kevin and Bean Show, you always say, if I remember correctly, that the world records that people set that anyone can do have no meaning for you.
Yeah, I agree.
Right?
Yes, I agree with me.
This is that's the case of Bruce Wayne. His real name is Bruce Wayne. He lives in Tiffin, Ohio, and he has decided that he is going to break the record for the most consecutive days eating at Chipotle.
Right.
Is it a record?
No.
No. It's just him eating a lot of Chipotle.
Right.
He
just because no one does that doesn't make it a record.
But, I mean, technically, he will have the record.
Yeah, but is there a record in place?
There is. The current record is 425 days in a row of eating every day at Chipotle. He is currently, and I went to his Instagram page just before we went on, he is currently at 374 days. So he says he is. He has no intention of stopping at 425, by the way. When the restaurant opened last year, he found that the restaurant's menu lined up well with his diet. And he decided, oh, this would be a great place for me to start eating. Then he started eating there every day. And then at some point, he found out that there existed a record of the most days at Chipotle. And he's decided he's going to go for it.
Hmm.
So every day, and boy, what an exciting Instagram feed he has.
Right?
Every day he posts
here
a picture of
Chipotle.
His little plate with his receipt.
Now, is it just one meal or can he go in and just get like chips and guac?
Good question.
You know,
thank you.
I doubt it's a recognized Guinness Book record, so there may not even be criteria that he has to follow.
Because the Guinness Book has to say that's stupid.
Because it's not, yeah. Because anyone can do it.
Right.
Right. So I don't know the answer to your question, Allie, but it seems to be an important part of his diet, as he says, and the pictures that he posts every day seem to be mostly salad. So he loves his Chipotle. And by the way, you may think he's crazy. But here's what he does for a living. He takes care of intellectually challenged adults and
wow.
makes charitable appearances as Batman.
Well, let's give him free Chipotle for life.
Right? Okay.
Yes. What a guy.
All right.
The restaurant employees on day 365, which was just last week and a half ago or something like that, they dressed up as Batman to surprise him when he showed up at the restaurant for his daily meal. So there's a lot of love in this story, I think.
Wait, his name is Bruce Wayne, and
yes.
he dresses up as Batman?
That's correct.
Which yes. came first?
I think his real name is Bruce Wayne, and because of that, he probably became attracted to the Batman character, I would imagine. But how about him using that to make charitable appearances?
It's really nice.
Entertaining the kids and whatnot. So I think it's a sweet story. He's a weirdo, but I think it's a sweet story.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
It's one of the best things I've had in my mouth.
What?
Right?
No.
You were too drunk to fly. We're going to take your calls today. We feel like perhaps our audience might have a few people who may have
you
done
think?
This. Yeah, it's possible that you were a little too drunk and perhaps they didn't let you on your plane.
Any kind of bad behavior, we can count on our listeners
that's,
coming through.
That's correct. We love bad animal voices because it's Wednesday.
Yeah.
We have brand new What's Up with Florida. We have your tickets for Morrissey at the Hollywood Bowl.
We've got your included.
What? Morrissey included so far.
Oh, included. Okay. Good.
Clippers-Lakers tickets. Mm-hmm. And also Fluffy himself, Gabriel
yes.
Iglesias,
yeah.
joins us in studio. We love him so
Yay!
Much. That's coming up. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat. LNOC's Alternative Rock. It's the world-famous K-Rock and the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:52.
Hey, keep on listening to K-Rock or go to krock.com for another chance to win tickets to The Takeover. It's happening at the Six Flags Magic Mountain on November the 18th, courtesy of Justice League in theaters the day before. We got tickets for you all week long here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Stand by to win. Hey, Allie McKay.
Hey, Bean.
In for Ralph Garman with the Showbiz Beat. What's up?
Well, I feel like this is a special time for us at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
Where I can share with you what the day is.
Because we're not on the air yet.
Right.
Until 6.
Right.
Yeah, show starts at 6. Sure.
Yeah. And a lot of people like to know. Like yesterday, people didn't know it was National Fill Your Stapler Day.
Right. And what
until
would have
I alerted
some,
them.
What would have happened if they hadn't known that? You
thank
know?
You.
Right.
Wasn't
exactly.
there some controversy?
Well, there
did
was.
You stir something up
there
yesterday?
There was, Bean. Immediately, a gentleman tweeted me and said, "Why do you lie? That happened in March." I'm like, wait, what? So I looked it up. Indeed.
Oh.
There are two
oh, so you
fill your stapler days.
So you weren't
I wasn't
wrong.
Completely wrong, but I feel like if there's 2 days, it should tell me, right?
I would think so.
You can't
what?
Go
yeah.
full bore into like yesterday's day when
right.
could have been another day.
Shoot your
are
wad.
They
don't
competing
shoot
organizations
yes.
trying to get staplers filled?
Listen, I don't have all the answers. I didn't do a deep dive, but
okay.
I did get pictures yesterday of people filling their staples.
All right.
I thought, thank you. That's sad and nice.
What about this guy?
Don't take my stapler.
I had Bean do it because we didn't have office space, and it's the best.
don't take my stapler.
He's a beautiful man. A beautiful man.
Thank
is.
You.
Really
thank
is. Really is. Well, today,
yes,
National Young Readers Day. Cook something bold and pungent day?
Oh, come on.
I know.
That's not a thing.
I know. X-ray day.
Okay.
Cappuccino day. Okay. National Parents as Teachers Day.
Parents as teachers?
Yeah.
What is that, homeschooling, you mean?
I guess.
Huh.
Aid and abet punsters day.
I don't know what those words mean.
When you're aiding and abetting, you're helping, right?
Assisting, yes.
So you're assisting punsters, somebody doing a pun.
I see. I got
so
you.
So maybe help out Bean every once in a while today.
No.
So set me up.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
No.
Did I mention Cappuccino Day?
You did.
Okay. And Harvey Wallbanger Day. Just a cocktail.
All right. Do I have to start drinking right now?
I mean, if you want.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty good. But a lot of things to celebrate, including Aquaman, Jason Momoa. He has finally made an honest woman out of Lisa Bonet.
Oh.
Yeah, they tied the knot.
I did not know they were together.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Oh, my gosh,
yeah. A guy like you, the love's love?
Really? Yeah,
they've
been together for, like, over a decade.
How do they make it work, though, if he lives underwater?
That's
and she's on the shore.
Yeah, just a movie.
It just seems like it'd be tough. I mean, I guess they could just meet and
just a movie. He's a
kiss right there in the surf line, but
he's
other
a real
than that,
live man.
You just have to pine for one another.
That's not real.
He's a human. Yeah, they got married. Hmm. They have two kids together, 10-year-old and an 8-year-old, and of course she has Zoe from her relationship with Lenny Kravitz. Sure. All I'm saying is they should keep populating the world because these are some beautiful, talented children. And not sure if you heard about this, but the other day was National Nacho Day. And sadly, just one day before National Nacho Day,
mm-hmm.
Frank Liberto, who's credited with inventing baseball stadium nachos, passed away. It's like he knew. He was like, listen, I've got to go, but tomorrow, celebrate me. Oh, Frank. 84 years old.
It's weird to think at some point that nachos were created by somebody.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I know it's true of everything.
But like cavemen eating nachos, yeah. You would think. No, apparently
Imagine
not.
Imagine what it would be like to be that guy, to walk around and to work into conversation. Oh, by the way, I invented nachos.
Yeah, probably sounds right? like a crazy person, though.
Exactly.
Imagine having that in your back pocket, though, at any dinner party.
Oh, Bean.
Imagine needing that at a
right.
dinner party.
Bean, is that like the ultimate... I invented nachos.
No,
drop the panties.
What do you
I don't think it's not the greatest invention of all time, but just I don't care what it is. If you invented the hula hoop, if you invented whatever, Mr. Bad Example strikes again. I'm just saying
every
the fact
time
that
came across people hula hooping,
be like, hey, you know who invented that? This
I'm
guy.
Just saying to have something that everybody is aware of and nobody knows who invented to be able to be that guy. I think that would be endlessly fun. To be able to share the information. That's all I'm saying.
If you could have invented anything and worked that in at a dinner party, what do you think would get the most reaction?
Wow, that's a great question. If
yeah.
you could have been, I mean, I just think, something that would be immensely useful, something that's like a cell phone, you know, or a microwave, or just something that's kind of essential now.
Or a yeah. yo-yo.
Yeah, like a yo-yo or a slinky, something iconic.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Nacho Man.
Yeah. R.I.P. Frank.
And I was a huge fan of that Village People song, the same title, Nacho Man.
Is that macho?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, similar. Let's wrap this up.
Right?
Good Lord. All of these stars born today, November the 8th.
Don't take my stapler.
I will not. Chef Gordon Ramsay is 51. Courtney Thorne Smith is 50. Parker Posey is 49. She's one of my all-time favorites. Actress Tara Reid is 42. Against Me singer Laura Jane Grace is 37. And Jack Osborne is 32. I'm Allie McKay, and for Ralph Garman, walking the show is...
Gabrielle Iglesias joins us 1 hour from right now in studio here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Fluffy himself. By the way, how many YouTube views do you think Fluffy has of his comedy?
Gazillion.
Gazillion is correct, Allie.
Thank
How
you.
Do you know?
I
Get
mean,
out of my head.
I looked it up.
Or 300 million, which, by the way, is also a lot. 300 million YouTube views.
Wow. So I mean, Fluffy, if you go by views, sure.
Sure. Fluffy has something very special going on today, and he wants to meet you in person. We'll tell you all about it coming up next hour on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Bean, I would like for you to rank the people here at the station for stuff that, for people who would enjoy things that might be overtly sexual.
Oh, my.
For texting. So let's rank everybody here.
Okay. Well, the first name that comes to mind is Kevin being emeritus employee, which is Mike Catherwood, who would be number one on the list of people who would enjoy something sexual. The dirtier, the better for Psychobite. At the very bottom of the list would have to be associate producer Christine,
right,
who blushes if somebody says the word damn.
Right.
Yeah, she's got no tolerance for anything outside the edges.
So this past weekend, we share Instagrams back and forth. So she'll say, if you missed this, this is on the Kevin and Bean account. If you missed this, this is on my account. And then I'll do a copy link and send it to her. Mm-hmm. So this weekend, I copied the link and I sent it to her and I didn't think anything about it. And and then I got a text back.
Someone's going to get sued for sexual harassment.
And then I got a text back and it was Christine. And it said... ...
Oh, no.
...
Oh,
and
no.
I was like, well, that's a strange response. And then I didn't really do anything.
Of
and then,
of course, you didn't. You totally let that go when all of us would be like, well, what does that mean?
So then what else did you text back to me?
Well, hi, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. Right. There was that one.
I texted the laughing, crying emoji to you probably 20 times.
And then I was starting to think, what? It wasn't that good of a post. I don't know that it deserves that.
Oh, no.
And I also, there was probably about 10 minutes of conversation with the random stranger who was sitting next to me at my bar.
Oh.
And with my friends on the other side of me. And because everyone could see what I was looking at.
Oh, God, Kevin.
Because, you know, the bar is pretty dark and my phone was illuminated.
Yes.
And the guy next to me says, what are you watching?
And you know what she was watching?
No.
Two girls making out, and I'm saying they were smoking hot. It was pretty.
Also in bras and panties.
It was pretty sexy.
And you said I got to be honest. Christine?
Well, here's the thing. I wanted to send her one of my Instagram posts, so I did copy link, and I sent it to her.
Yeah.
And then I thought, oh, wait a minute. And I went to my Instagram, and that had been posted on my Instagram. So somebody else had gotten my password. And then I was like, oh, no, no, I need to delete it.
Oh, no.
And then change my password. But then
Why? Your Instagram's starting to get good now.
But then I saw in the 4 minutes, there's been like 299 likes. And I was like, this is the way to go.
Oh, no.
It is. So maybe I should just let it roll. But I didn't. I changed my password. Has that happened to you guys?
Kevin.
Somebody got your password for Instagram?
No.
Oh, they were pretty sexy, and they were really making out.
So what had happened was...
And so she's like, ha, 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 ha.
Thanks, Kevin.
Why are you sending me this?
I think that was my response.
In this environment, though, Christine,
right.
Did you think, I got to get me a lawyer?
No, because that's the thing is, like, you guys are all, we joke and stuff like that, but people are pretty, you know,
respectful.
Yeah. And I kept expecting there to be like a punchline or something to happen in the video. No, and so, because when the guy was like,
oh, you mean at the end of the video?
Right.
Because I noticed that it was like a minute long.
Right. So, I was watching it.
That's all you need.
Kept watching it.
See, that's what I like about this one right there. What were you waiting for?
Well, waiting for, like, you know, like there was going to be like, I don't know, something like falling out of the sky to them, or like a, I don't know, a clown jumping out, or I thought it would be
killed
something.
By a piano.
Yes, something happening
something
in the video.
I would normally send.
Yes,
her.
There was going to be some sort of shenanigan, or like I don't know. But
now, when that didn't happen, what did all your friends say?
Everyone was like, "Who sent that to you?" only my boss.
So I changed my password, and then I took it down.
It was amazing.
But it was really on a good pace for getting likes, though, you guys.
Yeah. Think of what you could have now.
Right?
And by the way, if you're going to if you're gonna get hacked, at least you did it the right way. You got hacked by a hero.
Right.
Looking for your calls later on today. If you were ever denied access to an airplane, you were not allowed on a flight because you were too drunk. That'll be coming up. And more tickets for Morrissey at the Hollywood Bowl this weekend. Coming up as well on K-Rock.
Wednesdays mean the Weekly World News. How many times have I done that? How many times have I done that?
Many.
Like 3 out of the 4 weeks?
Yeah.
That is a...
It's been weird.
Wow.
It's a feature we used to do on the show on Wednesday.
On Wednesday.
About 20 years ago, Allie.
Oh,
and for whatever reason, it just stuck in Kevin's brain.
That's the only thing that stuck in my brain from 20 years ago. Wheel of Bad Animal Voices is what we have, actually. Here is the list that's on the wheel today. The German zoo outlaws children swimming with crocodiles.
Well, that seems good.
What are they, uptight?
What's the point of going to the zoo if you can't swim with a croc?
The Iditarod dogs busted for doping.
Aww. Oh, by the way, we have a number of listeners in Alaska, and I heard from one this week who's begging, if he has any influence whatsoever, please land on that. He needs to know the story of what's going on with the hopped up Iditarod dogs.
It's on the wheel. It's just random. We don't know. Paddles, the most powerful cat in New Zealand.
Oh, I have bad news for you about Paddles, by the way.
Oh, really? Do we have to scratch him off the wheel?
Paddles will not be available. I'm sorry to say it, yes.
It's a shame. Let me get that off of there.
This took a real turn.
All right. Two-headed infant turtle.
We still good?
You're good?
Yep.
Yeah, let us know if we need to take any of these off the list.
As far as I know, yes.
The stoned fish with anxiety.
Oh.
Okay. The dog fired by the CIA. And the tiny kitten that needs a butthole.
Wait,
there's a tiny kitten
doesn't have a butthole?
Well, it needs one. That's all I'm telling you.
You can't really survive long with that, right?
If it lands on it, we'll find out.
We'll ask.
Okay, let's spin it, shall we? It's time for the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices. Where do you think it's gonna land? Don't know. It's gonna be pretty bad, but Kevin and me don't care, so we'll do it anyway. It's time for the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices. All right, a lot of good ones. I don't know who to root for, but maybe the kitten would be good.
Always the kitten without a butthole.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's the two-headed infant turtle.
Yay! Okay.
Okay, this is a real-life mutant turtle, but not a ninja, as the headline explains. A rare baby turtle with two heads released into the sea after being found on a Florida beach. By the way, I didn't realize how difficult it is for a baby turtle to make it to adulthood. Did you happen to read this article, Kevin?
I did.
The odds of any single hatchling surviving are extremely low, anywhere from 1 in 1,000 to 1 in 10,000 infant turtles making it to adulthood. 9,999 out of 10,000 turtles may die before they make it to adulthood.
Is the two-headed turtle, is that like the king of the baby turtles?
Yeah, is that bigger chances of living?
The chances are no better. This two-headed turtle, by the way, is apparently energetic and happy and active and has as good a chance as anybody. But the scientists were doing some work along the Florida coastline, and they found, while checking empty nests, they found a two-headed turtle, little hatchling with two heads. It's an adorable little turtle, by the way.
It's not.
It is. It's so cute.
That is an ugly turtle right there.
I thought it was cute, but we wanted to find out more about it. I'm not sure who Dave was able to line up for us, but I believe we may have one of the scientists involved in finding the turtle on the beach on the line with us. Hello there, Kevin Bean Show.
What's up, dude?
Is this a scientist?
No, this is Michelangelo Raphael. We're the two-headed infant mutant turtle, bro.
So, how's that going, having two heads?
It's great. Me and Raffy hang out all day.
Sure.
We practice ninjutsu with our master splitter, and everything is great. Leonardo and Donatello, they have their own shells, but Mikey and Raff and I hang out, and we fight the evil Shredder and his Foot Clan, bro.
Well, you do. They weren't lying in this article about how much energy you have as a little baby turtle,
right?
Yeah, all we do is hang out in our pad, which is in the New York City sewer system. Hang out, play video games, eat pizza. Oh, pizza's here, bro! Cowabunga, dude!
These turtles are ballers, you guys.
Right? They are. How big's your place there in New York?
We got a 2-bedroom, 3-bathroom, little nice, little swanky pad here. Me and Raph are going to go hang out with our good friend April O'Neil. Yeah!
All right.
Air tight.
Oh, good Lord.
That's how we roll. Hey, guys, I even wrote a theme song for all of us and our bros. You want to hear it?
You have a theme song?
Yeah.
Okay.
Two-head infant mutant turtles, two-head infant mutant turtles, two-head infant mutant turtles. Ninja Turtles, two heads in a half shell, turtle power.
I like it.
You should write a comic book about us or something.
Right. 6.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 6:53.
It's one of those questions that, as a great man said, might never be answered, and that is, what's up with Florida? But we'll attempt it again, coming up right after the top of the hour. First, Allie's in for Ralph with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on this morning?
Bean, are you preparing for tomorrow, big day?
Tomorrow, big day.
Thursday the 9th?
Thursday the 9th. You got to help me out here, Allie. I'm sorry.
She's going to be releasing an album.
Oh, you mean Taylor Swift on Friday?
Well, it drops Thursday night at midnight, which is 9 o'clock our time.
Well, it's not on streaming services, though, so...
That's my point. I had no idea until I saw this in the New York Times.
Taylor has a very prickly relationship with streaming services, as you know.
Apparently, yeah.
She has a very prickly relationship with everyone,
with humankind. Yeah, apparently her new album won't be on Spotify or Apple Music for a while. Mm-hmm. So
about a week is being rumored, so we'll see.
Oh, my.
Bean's already done a deep dive on this one.
Yeah. The only retailers will have digital downloads, CDs, and LPs. Those are iTunes, Target, and Walmart, and, of course, Taylor's official store.
Sure.
So where'd you get yours, Bean?
Well, I pre-ordered it on Target because they also have the special Target-only books that come with the albums. But I'm also going to drive down to my Target on Friday and buy one in person, too.
You're dead to me.
Right, kid?
It's amazing.
I'm very, very excited. By the way, Friday, huge day for me. It's also the anniversary of the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. So I got a lot going on for Friday.
Wow.
You have a very, very busy day planned.
Yeah. You going to work or are you taking it off?
I haven't decided yet. I don't know that I can do all that I need to do on that one day with all the parties and all the celebrating.
Sure. Yeah, it sounds like a lot. I know Dave is excited because he loves this show. Fox has ordered 7 additional episodes for Caitlin Olsen's comedy, The Mick. That's bringing the season 2 total to 20. 3 more episodes than in season 1. So it's doing pretty, pretty good. It's been averaging, Dave loves it, averaging about 2.7 million viewers a week.
All right. Pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah, that's true. Forbes has released another one of their lists, and I'd like some guesses from you guys. It's the list of the highest paid TV hosts of 2017.
TV hosts.
Could be talk shows, this could be morning shows, it could be news shows.
I will start the bidding at Matt Lauer, the host of the Today Show.
Not even on the top 10.
What?
I know.
Is that a surprise to you as it is to me?
It is, but I'm seeing these numbers, and I think he only makes like $12 million a year.
Oh,
loser.
That's
ridiculous.
So glib.
I will say, Kevin, you take a guess.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy Kimmel is not on the list.
That's not cool.
It is not cool, Kevin. I agree.
I'm going to say Miss Ellen DeGeneres.
Ellen DeGeneres is...
DeGeneres?
She is. Mm-hmm. We know that. Ellen DeGeneres, number 2. She makes... $77 million.
In 1 year.
Yeah, that's in 1 year.
Uh-huh. Judge Judy.
Judge Judy, number 4 at $47 million. Good job, Kevin.
I didn't even think of her as being a host.
I mean, that's your mistake.
I guess so. Yeah. How about not a doctor, Dr. Phil?
Number 1.
Really?
$79 million.
How?
Yeah. Syndication. Yeah. Syndication.
Wow. And by the way,
I mean,
doesn't it seem like Dr. Phil peaked in popularity, at least in my mind, like 5 years ago?
Oh, at least 5, sure.
And he's still making that kind of money. That's crazy.
Yeah, $79 million.
That's
Kevin?
Insane. Are there any late night talk show hosts? No?
Nope.
Okay.
Daytime's where it's at.
I'm out.
All right.
I got nothing.
What about Ryan Seacrest?
Ryan Seacrest.
Okay. All right. Ryan Seacrest coming in at number 3 at $58 million. Let's go through again. Phil McGraw, number 1, $79 million. Ellen DeGeneres, $77 million. Number 2, Ryan Seacrest, number 3. Judge Judy, which you got, $47 million. Simon Cowell.
Oh.
Come on, guys. $43
million. And he's America's Got Talent?
Ish? Right? Is that a show? I think so.
I think it is a show.
Yeah. Steve Harvey, coming in sixth.
Steve Harvey, sure.
Bill O'Reilly. No show, but he did make $37 million. Congratulations. Sean Hannity.
No.
Just under him.
No.
$36
million. No.
Yeah.
No, that's...
Followed by...
That's not...
The only other morning show person, other than Ryan Seacrest, who does the show with Kelly Ripa, Michael Strahan.
Oh, interesting.
$21.5 million. So that's got to be Fox stuff for the NFL as well as Good Morning America. And then Taylor Williamson's girlfriend, Heidi Klum, making $21 million a year.
That's an interesting and surprising list.
That is crazy.
Yeah. Phil McGraw, $79 million.
In 1 year.
In 1 year. You guys.
Not a doctor.
No.
But for real.
Right. Let's talk about some birthdays today. Jack Osborne is 32. Against Me singer Laura Jane Grace is 37. Tara Reid is 42. Parker Posey, 49. Courtney Thorne-Smith is 50. And Chef Gordon Ramsay is 51. I'm Allie McGay, and for Ralph Garman, walking the showbiz beat.
One of the funniest guys in the world is also one of the nicest guys in the world. We're very excited to welcome our friend Fluffy back to the Kevin and Bean Show. Comedian Gabriela Iglesias is going to be in studio with us in about 15 minutes or so here on K-Rock. First, though, I have a question for you guys, and that is, what's up with Florida?
You goddamn people in Florida! You bunch of bastards!
Florida, Florida, Florida. What's up with Florida? You always have the craziest news. What's up with you?
Give it up for our most penis-shaped state. They do not disappoint.
No.
Week after week, month after month, year after year, the greatest stories still come out of Florida, and we haven't really figured out why. Here's one starring two Amazon.com customers. A couple in Orlando put in an order and received a pair of 27-gallon plastic storage bins. I have questions about what someone in Florida needs a storage bin for that big.
Meth?
I'm thinking hiding a body just because it's Florida.
Okay, both.
Well, anyway, so they opened up their storage bins and found inside 65 pounds of tightly compacted bales of marijuana.
Oh.
Bonus.
That's a lot.
What do you do, Kevin, if you're this couple in Florida and you find that volume of drugs, by the way, estimated to be worth almost $190,000 on the street? If you have those drugs show up at your house, you had nothing to do with it. They're not yours. You didn't order them, but now you've got them. Do you alert Amazon? Do you alert the police? Do you put them in the basement and hope that nobody misses them? How do you handle it?
I think I go basement.
Yeah, really? Find your keepers.
I mean, right?
Well, they were very concerned. They say, we love Amazon. We do a lot of shopping on Amazon, but we were very fearful that our home would be broken into, and we did not sleep there for a few days. They actually left the house because they thought, I don't know what the chain of command is on this drugs or who's missing it or who's going to come looking for it, but we don't want to have anything to do with it.
I've shopped a lot at Amazon, too, and they don't not giving me any weed.
Yeah. Oh, are you Prime?
Sons of bitches, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Weird, because I get mine.
They did contact Amazon, who rewarded them for their trouble with a $150 gift certificate, although Amazon says they have no idea where the drugs came from or how they got into their supply chain, and the police are also investigating. But that is a bizarre story, isn't it?
That is weird.
I wonder if, I mean, we'll never get anything as crazy as that, but I wonder how often it happens that something arrives in your box that you're not expecting, that somehow gets somehow gets dropped into the box.
Yeah.
From somebody else's order. What do you do with it, right?
I think you know.
A church in Edgewater, Florida is changing the sign out front after a message about forgiveness was misinterpreted by many in the community.
Uh-oh.
Now, you guys tell me if this is possible. The church claims that their sign was completely innocent and was only intended as encouragement to forgive. But what the sign in front of the Bella Vista Baptist Church read was, forgiveness is swallowing when you want to spit. That's what they put on the sign in front of the church. How did they possibly think that wasn't going to be interpreted as to be referring to something else? A woman in the community posted the sign on Facebook saying she did a U-turn to come back and take a photo. Many people commented with laughter. Someone commented, don't think they thought this one through. But the church immediately removed the forgiveness message once they realized it was being misinterpreted. Today is November 8th, you guys. Y'all recall what happened 1 year ago today?
No.
Uh-uh.
It was the election of the 45th president of the United States.
Don't remember.
1 year ago today.
Remember that at all? What happened?
Blocked out.
Yeah. And it's a very happy day for a man in Florida. He lives in Tallahassee. He is 80 years old. His name is Donald McGovern. And he was so excited by the election of President Trump, whom he voted for, that he requested shortly after the election that his name be changed. He changed his middle name to Trump. He just got word this week that the name change has been approved, and now he is Donald Trump McGovern. Look, you can love the dude, but right. How many people go so far as to change their name to be more like him? He says, I totally believe in the man. I believe in his forwardness. He was originally an actor and a showman, and that's what you have to be in today's world as president. He also says he admires everything he's seen about the president so far in his first office, his first year in office. I was surprised to read further in the article, by the way, that he has always been very political. In fact, his two kids' middle names, two of his kids, have the middle name of Kennedy, whom he named after President John F. Kennedy. So his politics have changed a lot in his years. So Donald Trump McGovern, he is 80. Congratulations. Let me see. One more for you here. This is a woman in Florida. Yes, of course. Donna Byrne, 53 years old. Man, you got to see her mugshot. You'd swear she was 75. She's had a rough, rough life. She was arrested on Combi Road near North Crystal in Lakeland, about 35 miles east of Tampa this past week. She smelled of alcohol, had red, watery eyes. She was given a DUI. But she wasn't in a car. She was riding a horse down the freeway. She had ridden a horse for a 10 to 15 mile stretch from Polk City.
Wow.
She was staggering from side to side when she got off the horse. She's being charged with driving under the influence while operating a vehicle, which again was a horse equipped with a saddle and a bridle. She's also being charged with animal neglect for putting the horse in danger of being injured on the side of the highway. There is some question in the legal community in Florida, by the way, whether that is going to stick or not.
Is that a vehicle?
It is not. That's what they're going to argue. And they're going to, I think you're going to be hearing a lot about people are going to be saying, you know, people have been given DUIs on a riding lawnmower, for instance.
Yeah, but at least skateboards, that's something within, all of that.
Yeah. What constitutes a vehicle? And maybe the argument will boil down to, well, whatever you take onto an interstate or a public street.
Yeah, that could be.
What if I piggyback somebody and I'm drunk? Is that a vehicle?
Wait, are you on top or are you on the bottom?
Listen, Kevin.
One more on What's Up with Florida, and I think you'll enjoy this. A resident in the Sunshine State has gotten, I assume he's gotten tired of the way snowbirds drive. You guys familiar with the term snowbird? You know what that is?
I am, being from Phoenix, yes.
This is somebody who lives in a cold weather climate. They're in New York, or they're in Chicago, or they're in Seattle or someplace, and then they move down to Arizona or Texas or Florida or wherever for the winter. He got tired of it and put a video up, but you really need to see the whole thing. But I'll give you some highlights of his advice on how to drive like a snowbird, and I think it's very helpful.
These are some basic rules to follow as a snowbird coming down to Florida for the months that you stay here. These kind of things come very naturally to you, but I just wanted to reiterate them, explain them, just in case you happen to forget. Here they are. Hey, since I know that it's inevitable that you're going to be driving in the left-hand lane at a very slow rate of speed, I just want to make sure that you also constantly tap your brakes, even, you know, for fear of what's going on in the other lanes. Okay? That's just part of the rules of the road if you're not from here. Like, when you're already going below the speed limit, tap it. Constantly. That's just your job as a snowbird. Hey, I know you guys don't have anywhere to go or anything to do, but it's very paramount that at 5 p.m. you get on the road and start driving and contribute to the rush hour traffic, okay? Hey, I just want to make sure if you ever miss your turn, just go ahead and slam your brakes on and, you know, throw the car in reverse. Don't worry about the cars behind you and stuff. In no way, never should you try to just go with the flow of traffic and then, like, you know, slowly turn around. Make sure you don't do that, okay?
Put the handbrake in.
Yeah. Slam the brakes on, put it in reverse. Got it? All right. Remember, you're on vacation. It's about you, okay?
It's good advice, Leslie. And this has been What's Up with Florida.
Florida, Florida, Florida. What's up with Florida?
You guys have World Cup fever?
I didn't think it was now's not the time for World Cup.
The Rugby World Cup.
Oh,
it's going on right now, right?
Yeah.
Who's with me? Very exciting.
Can't stop thinking or talking about it.
I've ever watched rugby.
I have.
Rugby is football-esque, right?
Sort of.
It's violent.
And I know a lot of rules for a lot of sports, and I can't figure this one out.
Yeah.
You can watch it for a half hour and go,
I got nothing.
Yeah, and by violent, hot. they are just ruining each other.
They really
are.
Yeah.
It's more like football than it is like soccer, right?
Yes.
Rugby's, okay. All right, but the rules are just different enough as to make it very confusing.
Can't figure it out for the life of me.
No. What is going on with the Rugby World Cup?
I do know that you have to be crazy to play. I do know that. Yeah. And unfortunately for Scotland, some of their players are too drunk to board a flight.
Oh, no.
And they're sent home.
That doesn't seem like the kind of physical condition you want to be in a competitive sport championship mode.
I don't know. When you watch rugby, you go, those guys.
Oh, they pound some beers.
They probably walk around drunk.
Yeah.
Because to do what they do is insane.
Yeah.
But these players, and the captain of Scotland's captain is one of them, apparently was denied entry onto an airplane because he was too drunk. Oof. How drunk do you have to be?
Chip and I can attest, you have to be really drunk for them not to let you on.
Okay, so maybe you're causing a scene.
Yeah.
Let me ask you about that. And we're going to take some calls here if you're ever too drunk to fly. And the number is 1-800-520-1067. I know our Kevin and Me listeners are going to come through. Why are they concerned about you being drunk on a plane? Now, I know if you are boisterous and getting in fights and yelling and things like that, that's a disruption in a plane. I get that. But if you're just drunk and keeping to yourself, can't you just sit in your seat and not bother anybody?
I don't know that they assume that you can do that, though.
Yeah.
Maybe you're puking. You know what I mean? Like, I think there are some things that you don't necessarily want on a plane. Now,
right.
Allie, why did you and Chip say that? You guys know.
We were going to the singles party in Las Vegas.
Yes.
And we left right after work and thought, well, we've got a few hours before that flight. We should definitely pound some drinks at Rockin' Brews. And we're not large people,
right.
Chip and I. And we thought, we'll eat when we get to Vegas. Let's just drink these calories.
Wow.
We got real drunk real fast, and we had the conversation like, play it cool. We got to get on this plane.
But yeah, as you're walking up to board the plane, you want to make it look like you're not drunk.
Yeah, we were wasted. Yeah.
And you're trying your best to look like you're not wasted.
Which has to draw more attention
to
yourself.
I would assume so, yeah.
But
hey, you think you're being subtle.
We got on that plane and ordered drinks. Don't think we didn't.
The rest of the rugby squad, though, when three of your players are denied access to the plane to go on to the next stop of the tour, imagine how ticked they are that now they have lost men that are supposed to be playing in this tournament. I mean, you're trying to make the World Cup, for God's sakes.
Including your captain and the former Super League forward. But the guy's name is Johnny Walker. So
what do you expect from him, right?
Yeah.
So 1-800-520-1067, you were too drunk to board a flight. We want to find out what the details of that were. I looked, by the way, and it was only a couple of months ago that six high-ranking officials at the New York Police Department had to cancel a trip to Afghanistan after two members of their crew were booted from a military flight because they were too drunk to fly.
A military flight?
Wow. Yes. Now, these are cops who are on their way to Afghanistan to teach NYPD counterterrorism and crime fighting tactics to soldiers who train Afghan officers. So this isn't it. Look, not that there's not, you know, not that it's not important if you're a rugby player to play in the World Cup. These are guys who are literally trying to save lives by going to Afghanistan and teach what they know about counterterrorism.
Maybe drinking is part of it.
Well,
I don't
maybe
think
so.
They were teaching as soon as they landed. I mean,
yeah.
Give them a break.
They were kicked off. What happened was the flight was delayed by 3 hours.
Oh, yeah.
So they went to a restaurant, they got dinner, and then they started having cocktails.
Sure.
The next thing you know, a few drinks turns into a few more drinks, and then they were too drunk to fly. But that you don't want that if you're NYPD. You don't want that on your
record,
right?
No, I'm guessing you don't, right.
So I guess the point is it can happen to professional athletes. It can happen to police officers. We're sure it's happened to you. 1-800-520-1067. Why don't we start with Melanie? She's in Long Beach. She is Kevin and Bean listener number one up on this topic.
Hey, Melanie.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. You were too drunk to fly?
I was. This actually happened about a month ago. I was in Vegas with a bunch of friends, and I was on my flight home. My flight got delayed. And I went to the bar at the airport, like pretty much anyone else does. When
right.
Like you do,
delayed.
Right?
When your flight's delayed, especially 2 or 3 hours.
Right. So then there's a few other people at the bar who are on my same flight. And we're all like doing shots and, you know, high-fiving, and it's a great conversation. And we were pretty loud. And then we go to board the plane, and all three of the other guys that I was drinking with at the bar got on, And I was 3 feet from the plane, and the stewardess came on and came out and said, "You can't get on the plane. You're too drunk."
Is that right?
Yeah.
So everybody but you.
Everybody but me got on the plane. And they said, we've had complaints. We've had complaints from other flyers. We think that you're too drunk to get on the plane. And I was just like, well, but everyone else that I was with is on the plane right now. Like, what about me?
Did you start crying?
No, I just kind of was like, okay. I mean, I'm in a lose-lose situation.
Right.
You know, if I start arguing, like, no, I'm not too drunk, everyone else got on, they're gonna say, no, you're arguing because you're drunk.
Right.
You know?
So you were actually more obnoxious than you even realized until they told you that, right? You didn't even know.
Well, the other thing, too, is I'm pretty loud and obnoxious when I'm sober.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you really ramped it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So when they said you couldn't take the flight, did you go back and take some more shots?
No. No, I
that's not dedication.
Waited it out, but yeah, they put me on the next flight. It didn't cost me anything else. I was like, okay, fine, like, whatever. But still, it was just really, really frustrating.
Yeah, of course it was. Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm glad you got on the next one.
You keep doing what you're doing.
So thank you. We appreciate the call, Melanie. Hey, we heard from, real quick before the break, we heard from Tara, who is a flight attendant who listens to Kevin Bean Show regularly. She says, we cannot ever let someone show signs of intoxication on a flight. We have no idea how they will react or act in the air, and if they will be compliant or be able to get themselves off the plane in an emergency, which makes a lot of sense when you think about it, because you got to be sober enough to be able to follow the instructions about the oxygen and the exit and everything else. We have a medical emergencies all the time, and when we can prevent them, we will. So that's what Tara says. She's a damp blanket, right?
Right.
1-800-520-1067. You were too drunk to fly. We'll take
just ahead of 30 seconds to Mars. Let's take one call. Let's make it Rob, who's calling from Laguna Niguel. Hi, Rob.
Hi.
You were
Rob,
too
we're
drunk
talking about being too drunk to fly. You got a story?
Yeah, it wasn't me. I was put in charge of getting the bride's brother home from a wedding.
Okay.
So we're at the airport. We're in line. I tell him, shut up. I'll do all the talking. And I'm checking us in, and she says to me, your friend appears to be a little intoxicated. And I said, no, he's fine. He's just tired. And at that second, he fell backwards like a tree and hit the ground.
Oh, no.
And she laughed so hard, we cried. And then she said, I said, well, maybe he has had a little to drink. So they put him in the corner, put a blanket on him. Since they had flights every hour, they said, we'll check on him in a few hours and we'll give him home okay.
That's awesome.
That is fantastic.
Did you stay or did you leave him?
I left him.
Well done.
Nice. Nicely done. Your call is next, 1-800-520-1067.
Started out talking about the rugby team for Scotland who missed some World Cup qualifying matches because they were too drunk to get on the next flight. Taking your calls right now on that topic at 1-800-520-1067. You were too drunk to fly, not allowed to get on a plane. Let's start with our man, Connor. He's down at Lisa Viejo. He's on line 8, please.
Hey, Connor.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, thanks. You were too drunk to fly?
Yeah, so a few years back, me and a couple buddies went out to Scottsdale, Arizona for my bachelor party. And on the way back, we were at the airport, had some time to kill, still kind of riding the high from the bachelor party. So we had a few drinks at the airport. Time comes to get on the plane. They let me know you are not able to fly. Got a little upset, but they ended up working with us, getting us on a flight. Unfortunately, it was the next morning at 6 a.m.
Oh, no.
That happened to be the same day that we had our food tasting for the wedding.
Oh, okay, and that seems bad?
Yeah, that's not
well,
good.
I mean, my fiance picked us up at the airport, and let's just say that was a very awkward car ride back down south to Orange County.
But it's important she knew what she was getting into.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we had no confusion after that.
Hey, I have to ask. I'm so happy you called, Connor. Thank you. But are you guys still married?
Absolutely. We are happily married, so I think she got over it, and she owes me one, so.
she owes you one?
Connor! How does she owe you one?
I love the math that you're doing in your head, Connor. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Canyon Country and say hi to Chris, please. He's on line 5. I don't want to hear about somebody being denied trying to go to Oktoberfest. That should be illegal.
Yeah. Hey, Chris.
Come on.
Hey, what's happening?
What are the circumstances here? Tell us what happened.
So a bunch of us were going to Europe to watch the motocross races and go to Oktoberfest, and we are at LAX in the bar like you normally do before you get on a flight.
Sure.
And we met another group of people that were just going just for Oktoberfest.
Mm-hmm.
And when it came time to board the plane, they were denied.
The Oktoberfest people were?
Yeah.
But you weren't?
No. I guess we were quiet enough and not loud enough and not dumb enough.
Yep. So you snuck through and they couldn't do it.
Yeah, and they're like, hey, what about? And we're like, shh. They tried to rat us out. We just got on the plane and left them.
They tried to rat you out. That's ridiculous.
Not right. Cool, bro.
That's a terrible way to kick off your big trip to Oktoberfest and not be allowed to get on the plane because you're drunk.
Especially when you're training for your beers. I mean, we're training beers.
Right?
Exactly, yeah. Right? Well said. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Let's try Louie. Santa Ana, please, line 4.
Hey, Louie.
Howdy, guys.
Howdy. Don't say howdy that often. You were too drunk to fly.
Yeah. I was in a military exercise in 2010 in Carson City, Nevada, which is, I guess, like Nevada's butthole. Right. So after 2 weeks of, like, basic creature comforts, you know, we're on a flight back, and it's a civilian flight back to San Diego.
Okay.
So we hit the bar, and there's, like, you know, about 12 of us. We kind of, like, occupied the bar, and, you know, it was a lot of foul language, a lot of, you know, this or that. And the bartender cuts us off. So, you know, we're all really pissed about that. We're like, okay, dude, it's been 2 weeks. You know, we're maybe 6 beers in. I don't know if you know anything about the Marine Corps, but we were born in a bar. So,
sure.
You know, it's just part of our culture.
What kind of beer?
Kevin, do not ask any follow-up questions.
Sure.
Just let him get to the part.
Good.
Uh-huh. So I get to the bartender, mm-hmm. And I'm like, look, please, you know, it's been 2 weeks. You know, we've gone through hell. Keep drinking.
Right.
Just as I say that, a couple of Marines in the
back. Is a bartender a guy or a girl?
Why are you doing this? Oh. Look, we can't hang up on Louis because he's serving our country, and we respect that, and
right,
we appreciate the...
Okay, so he's a little high right now. Okay,
but the story has to end at some point.
So let's cut to the end.
Right. So as I'm trying to reason with the bartender, two Marines in the back start fighting. And I guess because I spoke up and the cops got there, they're like, who's in charge here? He points to me, and I'm like, holy hell.
Mm.
Yeah, well, needless to say, those guys didn't make it on the flight. And
that's the end of the story. All right, thank you very much, Louis. I appreciate that.
Oh, my Lord.
Thank you for participating in the Kevin and Bean Show. Your call is important to us. Unfortunately, you can't tell a f***ing story. The relentless tedium of your story is making us all sick. We here at the Kevin and Bean Show would rather plunge heavy gauge sewing needles into our eyes than listen to you for one moment longer. But please continue to hold, and one of our semi-competent representatives will be on the line to give you a prize of little to no value. Once again, thank you for calling Kevin and Bean, but please never, never call us again.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:53.
Is that Fluffy in the next room?
It is. With a dog.
Really? He brought us Chihuahua?
He's got a dog.
It's very exciting.
I know.
Gabriel Iglesias joins us right after the top of the hour here on K-Rock. First in for Ralph Garman with the Showbiz Beat. It's Alan Kay.
So that Ball family. You got the Lakers rookie Lonzo Ball.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You've got some kid that was in high school, but now he's being homeschooled.
Right.
And then the middle brother, LiAngelo Ball, he plays at UCLA for basketball.
Okay.
Over there.
Mm-hmm.
he's in a little bit of trouble.
Uh-oh.
Along with two teammates, Cody Riley and Jalen Hill. They were taken into custody and questioned about shoplifting from a Louis Vuitton store near the team's hotel in China.
How dumb do you have to be to shoplift in another country?
I mean, shoplifting, period, not bright. But when you're representing your school because you're going to play Saturday against Georgia Tech in Shanghai, maybe just have meals with the team.
That's
and go to
weird.
Bed.
Yeah.
Tour the city as a group, something. But yeah, not a good situation. They were released around 4 a.m. local time today. And they have been told they will not be playing in Saturday's game against Georgia Tech.
Wow. Will they be charged, though, by Chinese authorities is my question, because I think China is one of those countries where, and I'm not even kidding about this, I think you do like 10 years in jail for stealing or something.
Oh, goodness. I don't know.
Okay.
Not a good situation.
And so stupid.
It's not bright.
What's Dad say?
Hey, that wasn't good.
Kid. Balls.
Dad says he's got other sons.
Right? It's like, let me worry about Lonzo right now. That's my cash cow.
Let that one rot.
That's why I made so many of them. So they don't all have to thrive.
Speaking of Asia, let's hop on over to Japan, shall we?
Okay.
Remember when KFC did the edible fingernail polish? Where their fingernail polish tasted like chicken?
Yeah.
They are up to it again. They've created a new product. This time, it's a bath bomb. You know what those are, right? Sometimes they're a ball, sometimes they're different shapes, whatever.
Is it a smell?
Yeah, you put it in your bathtub and it just kind of goes, and the whole bathtub fills up with whatever smell, like if it's jasmine, if it's vanilla, that type of thing.
Okay.
And your whole bath is lovely.
Okay.
Well, this is a bath bomb that leaves you, your bathtub, and possibly, depending on the fragrance level, all your towels smelling like fried chicken.
But then you just have to eat then at that point. They're hoping you'll go there, I see.
And do you want to smell like fried chicken?
No.
And just, it's greasy and then...
I feel like you take a bath to stop smelling like fried chicken.
You would think. You would think. But what if I told you the bath bomb is shaped like a drumstick?
Yummy.
Right? Festive.
I'm not sure that helps.
Very festive. But you're going to, like I said, have to go to Japan for this.
Okay.
They're giving away 100 of them every day until November the 22nd. It involves retweeting stuff. It's a whole ordeal, you guys.
So you have to work really hard and go to a foreign country to get that.
Okay. I mean, how serious are you?
Right.
I'm not that serious about getting it. Show us what you're worth.
All right.
Right there. You guys like ranch dressing?
I do, actually.
Do you like the holidays?
I do.
What if I combine the two great tastes that taste great together? They have an all-new line of products that will showcase your passion for the salad dressing, like a ranch sweatshirt for just $40. Holiday ornaments, ugly Christmas sweater, lovingly knitted with snowflakes, and a bottle of the white gold.
I don't like it that much.
Really?
Not to get a sweatshirt.
What about the Hidden Valley Ranch Fountain? $89. Don't worry, it's sold out. But what about a Hidden Valley Ranch Fountain with the signature green tree skirt? That's available for pre-order. So
what's happening?
I don't know. People really like ranch.
Okay. I mean, I like eating it on stuff, but I'm not sure that I need products.
Okay. I mean, I thought you said you liked ranch.
I do.
Okay.
Like it.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Bean, you like Jennifer Garner, right?
Yeah. You know, my wife and I were just having a conversation about Jennifer Garner last night. I was seeing one of her credit card commercials on the TV.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, does she act anymore or does she just do Citibank ads? When was the last time you saw her in a movie?
That's a great question.
Jennifer Garner.
Yeah.
I mean, I know she's raising her younger children and whatnot, but doesn't it seem like she's kind of been out of the acting game for a minute?
Well, she's also busy because she has a chicken.
What?
She keeps a chicken as a pet. She showed off a picture of her hen named Regina George, joking that if there isn't a chicken lady day, there really should be. And her life just gets more exciting all the time.
A chicken. Hmm.
Let's get to Fluffy and the dog, shall we?
Yes.
Some birthdays. Gordon Ramsay is 51. Courtney Thorne-Smith is 50. Parker Posey is 49. Tara Reid is 42. And our own rap battle extraordinaire, the king of beef. What is it? Beef correspondent?
He's our beef correspondent. Yes. King of beef is better.
I think he'd prefer king of beef.
Yeah.
Jensen Karp, 38. Yeah! A wee lad at 38 today. I'm Allie McCain for Ralph Garman, walking the showbiz.
I don't want to say your dog just found something to eat over by my place, but there's nothing down there but candy, and it's probably not good.
Oh, no.
Fluffy, you brought both your dogs in with you today.
Yes, I did.
Which one's in the cone of shame, and what did he or she do?
Oh, how funny. The cone of shame dog, this is Risa. Risa in Spanish means laughter. She had a little bump on her butt that got removed a couple days ago.
Okay.
Oh, and so, a butt cyst.
Basically, yeah.
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 And, right, Dean, take it easy.
The one on the floor is...
I'm so excited.
The one, yeah, I know. The one on the floor is Vinny.
Vinny.
You travel the country doing your stand-up and
yes.
take your dogs with you everywhere you go.
Seriously, I take my dogs everywhere possible, whether it's a plane, train, bus. They follow me into the bathroom. I take a shower. They wait. If I sit on the toilet, they scratch my leg to pick them up.
We have to introduce you to some ladies.
Right?
We just...
Funny.
You're missing out, Fluff. Does it ever cause any problems with any places that you want to go where you have had a standoff where they have not wanted to let your dogs in and you've been like, hey, I'm Fluffy Guy?
No, because usually what we'll do is that we'll phone ahead because I don't travel anywhere by myself. So it's like there's always a group of us. So we just want to make sure that we get a table somewhere in the corner. We let them know, hey, if your staff recognizes Gabriel and they want to take a picture, happy to do it. No problem. Mm-hmm. We give them a heads up. And by the way, he's got a couple dogs with him.
Just put that in. Yeah.
And they don't know. You guys, you hear them. I mean, they're chill. And for being Chihuahuas, they're almost sedated. You know what I mean?
Are they sedated?
No.
Okay, I'm just saying. Well, they're awesome. Well, listen, it's been a while since we've had you in. How are you, first of all?
I'm doing really well. Really, really well.
You took a break.
Yeah, a break. Something like that. Yeah. 20 years, man. The motor stopped running the right way, so we had to reassess.
Every time we saw you, we would say, dude, you got to slow down a little bit.
You were overdoing it, man, for a long time.
When everything slowed down, when everything stopped, basically. It didn't slow down. It completely stopped for about 2 months. You got to figure, I was touring at the peak. I had a TV show going on at the same time. I was doing voiceover work. I was trying to do a film. I mean, there was all kinds of things happening. And plus, home life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sure.
You seem like the type that, obviously, you're an incredibly hard worker.
You're classifying me.
I am. Because you're classic. You're the strike while the iron's hot. It could all go away at any minute.
That's exactly
and
right.
And it catches up with you.
That's exactly right.
And it did.
I call it the beach ball. Yeah, you want to try to keep that beach ball up in the air.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, it's gonna eventually fall on the ground.
And I'm sure it was extraordinarily difficult for you to force yourself to slow down. And I'm sure those first few days, those first few weeks, you just every minute were probably itching to do something, but knew that you couldn't. Right? You knew that for your own long-term safety and security, you had to pace yourself and wait till it was time to come back.
A lot of everything came down at the same time. It all hit at the same time, and I just wanted to crawl into a hole and get away from everything. It stopped being fun.
Yeah.
And if this stops being fun, how am I supposed to make people happy and feel good if I don't feel good? You know what I mean?
True.
So it's
Have you learned how to say no?
Thank you. That's a real hard one. I've learned. My management hasn't learned.
Because this is a guy that we're like, will you do foolishness? I've got a show in Vegas, a couple hours after that, but I'll totally do it and get my own plane. Okay, sure. Love, obviously, that you did it, but say no to some stuff. Like, here, let's practice. Fluffy, can I have $100,000?
No.
Okay. All right. Good. I didn't want you to learn that quick.
It didn't seem so difficult.
You know what's sad is I've had this conversation before.
I bet you have. So what? So when did you start to feel like you were ready to get out of the house and get back to work? What changed?
I think that it was just one of those things where I started missing it again. I really did. I started missing it. I'm just. I didn't have anything really to do with my time. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I bonded a lot more with my son. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I learned how to handle these guys on a 24-hour basis. Mm-hmm.
You binge watch anything while you were home, Fluff?
No.
Here's the thing. To Bean, anybody that's at home for any reason must be watching TV.
Yes.
Yeah. He thinks when you are down with the flu or you're recovering from a surgery, you are watching so much TV. He doesn't get that.
And he's
jealous.
You're
miserable. No, you don't want to.
Yeah, no. Because every show is reminding you of things that are the reason why you took that time off.
Yeah.
So what did you do?
I spent a lot of time actually going to a boxing gym. And,
is that right?
Yeah. I was going to Tengu's boxing gym probably 3 to 4 days a week.
Wow.
Basically working out, sparring, hitting the bags, a speed bag, training with a...
Was it a surprise to you how unbelievably tired you can get doing that?
You know what I found?
A tiny short amount of time.
I found that it took a lot of stress out.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Hitting something getting that aggression out.
Turns out it helps.
It turns out it helps. And,
well, you look fantastic. You look healthy. You look happy.
Thank you. Thank you. Then again, you know, the angle helps.
Now, the reason that Fluffy is in a studio with us today is very exciting because he is getting ready to start a new world tour. This one's called the One Show Fits All World Tour. And you have a very special date coming up in January. Tell us about it.
Yeah, January 26th, I'll be playing Staples Center. And,
just Staples Center?
Well,
only that.
Right?
And as a local guy, that means something to you, right?
Yeah, yes, it does. Because, you know, I feel like I had to go all over the world and then finally come back home after 20 years and be like, okay, now I'm going to play the big one.
Was it one of those situations where they were like, listen, we gave you a parking spot here years ago? You want to play here? You've already got somewhere to park?
I'm not going to lie. That was part of the negotiation. Well, because I would play the Microsoft. And when you play the Microsoft, you know, they do go out of their way. They really do go out of their way to make you feel special. Yeah. Just, hey, you know, we just want you to – and something like that really catered to me.
Yeah.
They knew exactly how to do it because I think they overheard me telling a bit about how important parking space is to, you know, to anybody. But I was having problems where – my girlfriend was letting her friends park the car in the driveway, and I'd come home and I'm like, hey, why don't I have a parking space
in my own driveway?
And that was a big argument for me. I said, can you just please always leave one parking space? I go, we got a four car garage. It's a two car garage, but then there's two spaces in front of the garage.
Right. Yeah. You're not asking for too much to have one spot.
Can I have one? You know, she has three cars, and I'm like, I only park one at the house. Can I please have that one spot?
I mean, how hot is she? Right.
I wanted my parking spot. So I think they overheard that. And so what they wound up doing is they made me my own personal parking spot over there at the Staples Center. And
I've seen it.
Been there for about 3 years.
That's pretty strong. That's fantastic.
I call it the Ghetto Walk of Fame. You know, because I kind of have a star, but, you know, that's street cred. Because people hit me up all the time. They're like, they give you your own parking space? That's respect.
That's right. Fluffy, how many tickets do you have to sell out Staples Center?
Let me see. Well, it depends because we did Microsoft twice. So that was 15,000. You can do basically depending on how you scale the arena. So I think it's anywhere from 10 to 18.
Okay.
If you really force it and push it, you could probably do 20.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So we scale it for about the you know, right around the in between mark, between 10 and 15.
Let's talk about how they're rolling out the tickets because they go on sale to the public this Friday. There's a pre-sale tomorrow through Ticketmaster, but you're doing something that you almost never see anyone do, and that is you're selling the tickets yourself down at Staples Center today, right?
No, there's no more you don't get more grassroots than that.
No, you don't.
Basically, I'm going to be standing there next to the box office. They won't let me push the buttons, but I'll pretty much be there to, you know, as soon as people get their tickets, if they want to say hi, I'm literally there. So there's no service charge today, no fees.
Okay.
Nice. Wow,
so they're waiving all the fees. I'm going to be there hanging out.
Can we talk to Renee? Can we take a phone call real quick?
Sure.
Renee in Huntington Beach, hi. Hello, Renee.
Hey, what's happening?
Where are you?
I'm right here in front of Staples waiting for you.
There you go. So, Renee, tell us what the scene is like down there in front of Staples because Fluffy's supposed to be there around 10 o'clock. What's it looking like?
Yeah, there's like about 1,000 people here.
All right.
Oh, wow. Wow. Don't be exaggerating, bro.
I know. There's actually like 20 of us, bro.
Okay. See what I mean?
Wow. You got radar.
I know, right? Because you freaked out everybody right now. Everybody's like, he sounds like a, you know, exagerado, exaggerating.
So that's cool, Renee. So you hang on. He'll be down there after the interview, okay?
Hey, so big shout out to you and all the other 19 of you.
Yeah, we're all here, bro. There's got somebody that's been here since midnight.
How about that?
Yeah, you got somebody that's been here since midnight. I got here about 5 o'clock. Other people about 6. People are rolling in now.
How about that?
Since midnight?
Yeah, since midnight.
Is he asleep?
No, I think he's asleep.
He's going to sleep right through your 10-6 hours down there.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's awesome. All right, thank you, Renee. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Renee. I'll see you in a little bit.
So people will come down, they'll buy their tickets, as you mentioned, with no service charges. And then what are you going to be doing? Shaking hands, taking pictures? What's the plan?
Pretty much. Just if any people want me to sign their tickets, I'll sign their tickets. If they want to take selfies, that's cool. You know, just basically thank people for coming out and get their tickets. It's really cool because this way, you know, like I said, you avoid the service charge. You don't got to deal with scalpers. You get the first crack at the tickets, so you get the best seats. I think it's a win-win for everybody.
Oh, it's amazing. I wish all artists did this.
Yeah, no kidding.
Wouldn't that be something? All right, so today at Staples Center, any particular window we want to direct people to?
Do you know, it's right at the front where all the statues. Okay. Where all the statues are at, so you can see
right behind Chick Hearn.
Basically, fee-free fan presale is something I will not attempt to say again. So there it is. I got it out the first time. That's going to be today at Staples Center. More with our guest, Gabriel Iglesias, is here. We'll return right after this on K-Rock. You can buy your tickets for Gabriel Iglesias at Staples Center, the One Show Fits All World Tour today, and meet Fluffy in person starting at 10 a.m. We're also giving away some tickets to the show on the Kevin and Bean Show right now at 1-800-520-1067. Give me a number between 1 and 100, Fluffy.
47.
47, 48, 49, 50, 51, and 52. You win your tickets if you call right now. 1-800-520-106. Five pairs of tickets. We're taking money out of your pocket.
Yeah, that's happening.
Awesome. Oh, by the way, can I just say that anybody that shows up, you're not required to purchase tickets if you want to just come by and say hi or take a picture. I will be out there, but don't think that it's, you know, you have to.
That's cool.
So, yeah.
But you'll charge him for the picture.
No.
Oh, sorry. I misunderstood.
I read something, I think, if I remember correctly, I wanted to ask you. Are you planning on doing a stand-up special in Espanol, Fluffy?
Stand-up special in Spanish. I have recently started performing in Spanish, but I'm only up to about 15 minutes that I can do where it's like a solid, strong, killer 15.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think it's a challenge for me. I'm going to be doing some shows coming up in Mexico before the year's up. And I started, you know, I made good friends with basically the real king of Mexico.
Literally the king?
Well, as far as comedy is concerned.
Yeah.
That's what they call him over there, uh-huh. The king of Mexico, as far as performing. You know,
well, we need to change Dave's name then.
No, right? He's got the American licensing.
Okay. Who is the real comedy king of Mexico?
It's a guy named Franco Escamilla.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now I'm confused here. You are fluent in Spanish, though.
I am fluent in Spanish. However, a lot of the material doesn't translate the same.
Mm-hmm. Really?
And, the double meanings and stuff like that. And of course, there's slang. And Mexican slang changes so much. I mean, I go there and I'm like, what? You know, like for example, them saying in Spanish, "Te la mamaste." In Spanish, the direct translation is you sucked yourself.
Okay, good.
But in Spanish, that's like, you killed it. You did a great job.
Oh.
But the first time somebody tells you that, you're like, well, what? You know what I mean? It's like,
excuse me?
I would never leave the house.
Yeah, no kidding. Why even be funny?
I don't need you.
At this point, I guess you just have to look for new mountains to climb.
That's exactly what it is.
You've accomplished all your goals. So. Mm-hmm.
I see performing in another language. First of all, I think that my mom would have loved that, the fact that I started performing in Spanish. And, and when I do the shows, I let the people know. By the way, you know, my Spanish is decent, but it's not great. So,
don't expect too much from me.
Oh, yeah. No,
here we go.
Believe me, if I get heckled in Spanish, I'm going to reply in English.
I don't know if you know Eddie Izzard, the comedian Eddie Izzard.
Yes.
You know him, Fluffy? Yeah. We are huge fans of his, and we've had him on the show a bunch of times. And I feel like every time we have him in, he has just done stand-up in a different language. And he's been – I mean, he learned Russian to do stand-up in Russia.
He's incredible.
It's a little annoying.
He's incredible.
Yeah. A little bit annoying because –
He's done it in French. He's done it in Spanish.
He learns a language in like 10 minutes.
Yeah, he's a genius.
He's very, very smart. I mean, you watch a special and you'll probably learn more about history and the world, more than in a book.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who are the comedians these days? The comedians that you guys all sit around and go, that's the dude who's doing amazing things right now.
You know, the guy who floors me is Jim Jefferies.
He's the best. He's
Jim Jefferies. Oh, my God. And I think the main reason is because he has, he's fearless and he has no filter. He says a lot of things I wish I could say in my act, but because, I like selling a lot of tickets. I try to keep my show free of politics, mm-hmm. And free of religion so that, I don't want to ruffle feathers.
Right.
But I do
He wants to ruffle feathers.
I do appreciate and admire his fearlessness and his boldness and just he's very smart.
Yeah.
Do you feel that your family friendly image has boxed you in sometimes where you can't do material that you know is funny?
Absolutely. It's one of those things. I made a choice a long time ago. Okay, do you want to play to the masses or do you want to be a niche? Do you want to be, you know, and I'm not saying that, Jim Jeffries is a niche. It's just his style is so different, but it's not open to all.
He's not for everybody.
He's not for everybody. You know, because of the fact that I do shows that are considered family friendly, it opens up the doors for me to do a lot more television shows. It opens up the opportunity for me to do corporate events, to do fairs. You know, I do a lot of fairs.
Do you?
There's a huge business in fairs. There's mostly country acts do fairs. You don't hear of comedians. The last comic to do fairs successfully was Jeff Dunham.
Is that right?
No kidding.
And the fairs, I mean, they pay. It's incredible the amount of money. Like, why would you even want to do a regular gig when you can go play a fair?
Plus, eat all the Chicken Charlie's food.
Oh, man.
The best.
So, in one way, yes, you know, there's more business to be done. In another way, as far as the ability to express yourself, there's been certain times I wish I could say certain things, but I don't want to be a soundbite on TMZ, and I don't want to upset people that pay good money to come out.
Have you gone there and then realized that was too far, and now on?
Well, that's why I stopped drinking on stage. And every Cinco de Mayo, it would get real.
You did the Fresno Fair recently, and I know that's one of your favorites. You do it every year.
Yes, this is the sixth year.
The sixth year in a row, and you and I never ask a comedian to do any of his act because I don't think that's fair, and I know people want to see it from the stage. But you have met hip hop legends, and that must be so fun for you.
Yes, Snoop Dogg is a fan of mine.
Wow!
And he had me on his online show. It's called GGN Network. It's a very different type of talk show.
I'll bet
yes,
it is.
First of all, yeah,
I'll bet
he puts you in a different state of mind.
Yes, okay. He does do that.
He does do that. At first, when I agreed to do the show, I thought that he was going to be the one smoking, and I would just be the one like, oh wow, look, it's Snoop getting high next to me.
Right.
And when you get there, he's very much like, you know, some for you too, nephew. And I'm like, okay, let it do, baby boogie. It's the only interview I do not remember.
Is that right?
Yeah, I watched it one time, and I could not believe. I tell people. It's one of the most honest interviews I've done. Not saying I'm lying right now, but it's just that he doesn't ask normal questions. Mm-hmm. He plays games with you to be, just make, you know, have fun.
Uh-huh.
And when you leave there, it's just like you're looking for the gift shop. You're looking for restaurants and snacks. It was an incredible experience to hang out with him.
We've been lucky enough to have Snoop on the show many times. And I do feel like he's never on your show. Wherever Snoop goes, you're in his world.
Exactly.
That's true.
That is very, very true.
Yeah, he has a way of kind of creating an unusual bubble around himself that you're a part of.
You want to be in it.
You don't
feel right. Like as soon as you walk away from him, you're like, I am no longer cool.
I am no longer cool. Exactly.
I was cool the whole time I was next to him.
Yeah.
I took my son with me, which first of all, I questioned it because I knew that Snoop would be doing Snoop.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And my son is 19 and he's excited. He wanted to meet him. And
of course.
I was cool for the day. My son kept telling me.
Just
for the day.
And then the next day.
Yeah, you know, the next day, yeah. Uh-huh. Can I get him tickets to see this guy or that guy, of course.
Don't you have the hookup, Dad?
Yeah.
Can we park in your spot?
Really? Can do that at the house and here, too? All right.
We're almost out of time. I'm sorry to say we're going to have to say goodbye here to Fluffy because he's got to get down to Staples Center because starting at 10 o'clock, if you're just joining us.
I got to go see Renee.
And the thousand
fools that are here.
Starting at 10 a.m. at Staples Center, you can buy these tickets for Fluffy's fee-free fan presale with no service charges for the show that is coming up at Staples Center on January 26, 2018. It's the, is this the kickoff of the new world tour?
It is the kickoff of the new tour. Yeah, one show fits all. And that's another thing, too. I was trying to find a name for the show, and I just figured, you know what, it's a nice little play on the big guy, and it says basically what I do. It's one show fits all.
When you do a world tour, Fluffy, do you go hard for like a 2 years or something? Is this a big commitment for you?
We just finished our European portion of the last tour.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Europe twice. And we did something like 20 countries. It was insane.
Oh my god.
Is there a place that goes crazy for you more than others?
Amsterdam.
But why?
Maybe because it's Amsterdam. No, we did really, you know, we did an arena called the Zygodome, which is, it's big as Staples.
Wow.
And it was
unbelievable.
It was a real nice turnout.
We are so happy to have you back and feeling so well and looking so good. And
Thank you.
We love having you on the Kevin Bean Show, and we can't wait for the show, Fluff. It's really great to see you, my friend.
Thank you so much.
Seriously. And thanks for bringing the pups in today, too.
All right, we need to give away tickets for Morrissey at the Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah.
I want to go.
Yeah, you have to love Morrissey. I mean, it's your birthright as a Mexican, right?
Yes. Yes, it is.
It's this Friday or Saturday at the Hollywood Bowl. I don't know if you're available, but...
Man.
Yeah. We can hook you up, Fluff. We can hook you up if you want to see Morrissey. Here's what we're doing. We're going to be playing a game next on The Kevin and Bean Show. You call right now at 1-800-520-1067. I'm going to warn you, this game is tough, and we are looking for... is it fair to say hardcore, Kevin? Hardcore?
Yeah, I would think so, yeah.
You know and love Morrissey and his music. You're who we're looking for right now if you want to win some tickets to the show. And who knows, maybe you'll be sitting next to Fluffy. 1-800-520-1067. We'll play the game for Morrissey tickets. You guys remember the Fluffy times?
Yeah.
Those were fun.
Yeah.
He's a good dude.
Enjoy the real good dude.
Yep.
Hey, let's give away some Morrissey tickets, you guys. 1-800-520-1067. The shows are this weekend, Friday and Saturday at the Hollywood Bowl. We warned you this one's going to be tough. It's time to play Finish the Line.
You want to win the tickets? You must know the lyrics. Come on now, it's easy. You can win for cheesy. Finish the line, and you win this time.
Okay, win the tickets.
Finish the line, and you win this time.
Just finish the line.
Finish the line, and you win this time.
Okay, here we go.
Finish the line, and you win this time.
Ow!
So as I understand, we're going to be playing the beginning of a Smiths or Morrissey song, and then it stops.
Correct.
And you continue singing the lyric. You finish the line, and you win tickets to see Morrissey at the Hollywood Bowl this weekend. Do we have it right?
Yep.
All right, let's give it a try. No drawing, by the way. You get it. You finish the line, you win the tickets. Who's up first, please?
Denise in Los Angeles. Hi there.
Hi.
Hi,
welcome.
Good morning. Good morning. You ready to finish the line?
Yes, I'll give it my best shot.
Good luck. Here we go.
Why do you come here?
I'm so sorry.
There it is. I wasn't really singing. I mean, I think we would have preferred singing, but...
Oh, no.
Good enough.
I'm so sorry.
We have been trying... Trying hard all week to get Suede Head, to have somebody win on Suede Head. We finally had it happen. Thank you, Denise. Well done.
Let's go to Billy in Huntington Beach. Hi, Billy.
Hey.
Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. You ready?
I think so.
Pick up when it stops. Here we go.
You are impressed, but you're remarkably dressed. Is it real?
And then it goes.
I feel like somebody should be saying something.
I couldn't really hear it. I really don't know. I knew I wouldn't get it.
You're always busy. Really busy. Busy.
Why, Kevin?
All right,
the hairdresser's on fire.
Right? Let's go to Jerry Lakewood. Hey, Jerry.
Hey, what's going on?
Are you ready to finish the line?
Sure am.
Okay, here you go.
Oh, man. I couldn't hear it well. Can you play it again?
I can't. I'm sorry.
Sorry, guys.
That's Big Mouth Strikes Again.
All right. Not a good start after Denise, but let's see what happens next. Can we turn it up a little bit for them?
I don't think so. Marilyn, hi.
Good morning, guys.
I'm afraid some of this is because of they're on the speakerphone, but it doesn't sound like Marilyn's on a speakerphone, so.
Okay. I am not.
That's good. All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
Finish this line.
I live a double-decker bus, crashes into us.
To die by your side, such a heavenly way to die.
To die by your side is such a heavenly way to die.
Nicely done. You got tickets. Congratulations. Sorry.
And she sung it with gusto, too.
I didn't hang up on her.
That's too much joy.
Wow.
Sorry.
Stop having fun, Marilyn.
Raul in Montebello. Hi.
Hi, guys.
All right. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Finish this line.
Shyness is nice, and shyness can stop you
from doing all the things in life you'd like to.
From doing all the things in life you'd like to.
Congratulations, you got tickets.
Awesome, thank you.
You're welcome. Can I put it on hold now?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Now. Okay, good. All right. Let's go to Ivy in Los Angeles. Hi, Ivy.
Hi.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I mostly know more Smiths than Morrissey, so I hope I get lucky.
Okay, finish this line.
Every day is like Sunday.
Is that... Can you guys play it again? I couldn't hear it very well.
Sorry.
Well, if this helps you, he's saying every day is like Sunday.
Oh, that's from his new song.
But then you have...
Nope.
Well, it's
no.
from 1988.
It's not,
yeah, no. It's from a classic... all right, you don't know. Thank you, though.
Crap.
Just sad.
Sorry,
that
sorry.
Is a little bit sad. Morrissey has a lot of good songs, you guys.
He does.
I know I've made that observation earlier in the week. But
it's a great observation, though, Bean.
But
thanks for bringing
saying,
it back up.
You tend to forget how many great songs he has until you get into these games and you realize the man just, he delivered.
All right, let's go to Mark in San Gabriel. Hi.
Yep. Hi. Yep. How you guys doing?
Are you ready for finish the line?
All right, let's do it.
All right, let's do it.
And now.
Ronnie Craig, do you know?
Let me lose him.
International Playboys.
Yeah, I heard enough of the right words.
Yeah,
some
I
of the words.
A lot
and some
of people
of the
call Reggie Ronnie, sure. And I agree.
Well, that happened
to
Nick. Yes.
Reggie Craig, do you know my name?
All right, I think we got time for one
Listen
more.
Up. Yay!
Giving away some tickets for Morrissey at the Hollywood Bowl. We're playing Finish the Line. Who's our last contestant?
Karina in Riverside. Hi there.
Hey.
Hi there. You ready to finish the line?
I'm ready.
Okay, here you go.
The more you ignore me, the closer I get.
You're wasting your time.
You're wasting your time.
Nicely done. You won tickets.
Sick. Thank you so much.
Congratulations. Thanks for playing the game.
Finish the line, and you win this time.
Oh. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 8:52.
All this week on the Kevin and Bean Show, we're giving away tickets for you to join us for the Six Flags Magic Mountain Takeover, which is coming up on November the 18th. The lovely Megan Holliday, by the way, is going to be broadcasting live out there, and it's courtesy of Justice League in theaters the day before. And that chance for you to win that six-pack is coming up in less than 15 minutes from right now on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Hey, Allie, in for Ralph. What's going on?
Hey, Bean. Hey, Kevin.
Hey.
What's up, Chip?
Hey, Allie.
All right. Now that we're all caught up. Really sad news yesterday. Did you hear about Roy Halladay?
Oh, devastated.
This is so sad. Kevin, you're looking like, who the heck is that?
I'm sorry. I don't know.
He's a 40-year-old baseball player. 8-time All-Star pitcher for the
former,
Phillies.
Retired now. But
and the Blue Jays, yes.
The greatest.
Retired. 2-time Cy Young Award winner. One of only two players in Major League Baseball history to throw a no-hitter in the playoffs. And he pitched a perfect game for the Phillies in 2010. He died yesterday in a fatal plane crash.
Oh, no.
Yeah, in the Gulf of Mexico. He was the only person on board. It was an Icon A5 light sport aircraft. It went down 10 miles west of St. Petersburg. And the sheriff's department is saying he didn't make a mayday call before he went down, but they've already recovered the body. And the saddest part of this was he purchased this just a month ago.
Oh, no.
It was the first one off the production line, and he posted a video where his wife expressed concern about it.
Oh, no.
But felt better once she had flown in it and felt better about it. But, oh, just devastating. 40 years old.
Wow.
So sad.
He retired a couple years ago, and you got to figure a guy like that, you know, if he played his cards right, he's just got nothing but a life of joy ahead of him. Just to enjoy, you know, just enjoy and relax. And he followed his passion to learn to fly, and did, and it's just so sad. By the way, how good was Roy Halladay? He pitched 65 complete games.
Wow.
Unreal.
And
you
know how rarely you have seen that in the last few years, anybody pitching a complete game. It happens only a few times a season. He pitched 65 of them. So, yeah, he was a very special pitcher, and by all accounts, a super nice dude, too.
Yeah, I was reading a bunch of people's firsthand accounts of meeting him, and I think it was after the perfect game in 2010, where a reporter for ESPN was walking through and saw him kind of hanging out after the game. He had already showered, done everything. And he got a phone call from his wife, the reporter, and he put the phone down for a second and said, "By the way, Roy, great game. Thanks for a great interview, blah, blah, blah." And the wife was like, "Oh, my gosh, was that him?" And the son started freaking out, and he thought, you know what, I would never do this.
But Roy Halladay is the type of guy that won't care. And he kind of put the professionalism aside and said, would you just say hi to my son? And he talked to his son, and the wife got back on the phone and said he's now in tears sobbing.
That's awesome.
It was like the best moment of his life. So just, by all accounts, a great guy as well. And he's expected to be a first ballot Hall of Famer when he becomes eligible in 2019. Just a bummer all around.
That sucks.
Yeah. Britney Spears. Singer. Dancer. Mom.
Right. All with question
marks. Looks great. Hit Me Baby One More Time. You know who she is.
Right, yeah.
Did you know she's also a painter?
I don't think I knew that, no.
Yeah. She apparently paints. And she did a masterpiece to the tune of Mozart's Turkish March. And then she donated it to a benefit for Vegas Cares. And it was purchased by none other than Robin Leach for $10,000. I mean, right?
Because of the charity? Or because of the charity?
Most likely because of the charity. But also to have a picture and be like, Britney Spears did that. That's pretty cool, right?
I guess.
It's a novelty conversation to have, but I have seen the artwork, and I still say she is not a painter.
Oh.
How dare you? Art is subjective.
Right. It is.
It's awful.
It is subjective. But, I mean, if your six-year-old had painted this painting, you would be like, well, I guess I have to put it on the fridge, but I'm sure not going to enjoy it.
All right. Hey, Maggie on The Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Lauren Cohan has just joined up with a few other people to star in a new movie. Those other people? Ronda Rousey, Mark Wahlberg, John Malkovich.
Interesting.
Right? Those are some big names. It's an upcoming film called Mile 22. It's about an elite American intelligence officer who, when aided by a top secret tactical command unit, tries to smuggle a mysterious police officer with sensitive information out of the country. I mean, right?
All right.
Mysterious police officer's got to be Mark, right?
I would assume so.
He's so mysterious. That's just good stuff. I don't know if I believe this story, but I'm gonna read it anyway.
All right.
You know that Selena Gomez and Justin seem to be back together.
Seem to be, yes.
They call her Jelena together, her and him. Jelena? Because right. Selena and Justin? Really?
No, we got
just
it.
Put
ahead.
The J. I mean, I don't feel That's like not that's good. We need to work on that.
I'm trying very hard.
But sources tell RadarOnline.com that her besties are furious that she's given him another chance, especially after he broke her heart so many times. And okay, you can understand that. Okay.
Right.
Got it. But this is where I'm like, really? Word is the most mad about the whole situation is Francia Raisa, who's the woman that she gave her kidney to Selena Gomez to have surgery,
okay.
Saying, I didn't give her my kidney just so she could run back to him. I really?
Does she get control over her the rest of her life?
I don't think any of this happened.
I don't
Come
think any
on.
Of that happened either. I think that's a made-up story.
Absolutely. You want your friend to be happy. And if you are the type of person to give someone your kidney, you're not judging them.
Yeah, I
agree. You're an awesome person.
That's fake news right there.
Right? Like Bean.
I would guess.
Remember
hey,
Bean?
What did I do?
Bean? You gave that. Your, was it a liver?
It was a kidney, and I'll tell you this, by the way.
That was a joke.
As a
was
kidney,
it your heart?
It was his heart.
Was it your soul? What,
as a kidney
was
donor,
it?
I will tell you, you are right to not believe this story, because one of the things you go through a lot of psychological stuff when you're an organ donor also, and one of the things they impress upon you is that it's not your organ to judge anymore, it's the other person's organ, and you have no opinion on how they live their life after you get the organ. Because otherwise you set yourself up for, why is that person drinking again after I gave them a liver, for instance? You know what I mean? So they really pound it into you that you have no opinion on their lives after they get your organ. So I'm going to say this story is fake.
See, we couldn't have gotten that info had he not given away his spleen.
Right?
Yeah. That is great.
I sure miss that spleen every day.
You're a good man with that spleen.
You are a good man, Bean. Regardless of what we say on the show, on the air and off. We love you.
We're on the air now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Some birthdays. Gordon Ramsay is 51. Parker Posey, 49. Laura Jane Grace from Against Me is 37. Jack Osborne is 32. And Jensen Karp,
We love you. You're 38 years old today. You're a big boy. I'm Allie McCain for Off Garmin. Welcome to Showbiz Beat.
6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:37.
How about one more look at the Showbiz Beat in for Ralph Garmin? Here's Allie McCain.
Hey, you guys. Good news for those UCLA basketball players that were suspected of shoplifting while they were over there in China.
Yeah.
They are out of the police station. They were released around 4 a.m. local time this morning.
Okay.
But bad news, Cody Riley, Jalen Hill, and LiAngelo Ball will not be playing in Saturday's game against Georgia Tech. Yeah. You probably shouldn't be wanted and questioned about shoplifting from a Louis Vuitton store next to your team hotel while you're
in China.
In China.
That's a bad look.
It is a bad look. It's a real bad look.
Are they going to be prosecuted? Did they get released on bail? This could be an international incident.
I'm
going to
say no.
It could. It does say here that the players were questioned and they were respectful at all times. No one was confrontational. And they were treated with the utmost respect, kindness, and professionalism by the police. So apparently everyone was very professional.
Everyone had a great time.
Everyone had a blast. They might do it again later.
It was a party.
I'm sure Ryan Lochte was somehow involved also, by the way.
I mean, oh, that guy.
See, because he got in a lot of trouble with the authorities in Brazil, Kevin.
Yep. Get it?
You got it?
Got it.
Okie dokie. We all make fun of Goop for selling things that are just insane.
I mean, if you want something for $1 million+,
yeah,
you go there.
It's Gwyneth Paltrow's site that she'll sell something like a cream that has like magic healing crystal powers for like $1,000. It's amazing. Well, not to be outdone, Tiffany & Company has just released a home line. These are everyday objects that transforms like utilitarian items into handcrafted works of art, like a tin can.
Okay.
That's been upgraded to sterling silver and shining vermeil for $1,000. And when I say it's a tin can, it's literally a tin can, but done in expensive metals.
I saw the photo of that. And
yeah.
It's just a tin can.
It is just a tin can.
It's not like they took a
is
tin can.
Is it any more than a tin can?
It is not.
Huh. I mean, you're not understanding, Kevin. It's a tin can.
Yeah.
But what you guys are saying is that it's a tin can.
It's not like they took that as a jumping off point and then created some sort of fantastical art out of it.
But
they
you literally said $1,000.
Right. Yes. Mm. Yeah, because it's
something's
sterling
not
silver and shining vermeil.
Okay.
Yeah. What about, can I interest you in a paperclip? It's a paperclip bookmark.
Okay.
It's a perfect whimsical desk accessory.
What makes it whimsical?
The $1,500 price tag.
Oh, my God.
$1,500.
And that is used as what?
It's like a
bookmark. Bean?
Yeah. For your books.
You put it in a book. And then you
hopefully
mark
like a self-help book on why am I buying this crap.
You mark the page you're on?
Oh, 18-karat gold. Yeah. Oh, or what about a triangle? A triangle.
I mean, we all need those.
The musical instrument?
No, the like that you measure stuff on. Okay. Like like the ruler, the triangle?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's only $400.
That's a bargain.
So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, a $300 yo-yo.
That's what I want. I want a $300 yo-yo.
It's transformed into bright sterling silver and then has that little Tiffany blue accent on the string.
I don't know.
This is insanity.
The reason for that.
Yeah. But I did like the tweets that were following this on Twitter. One of the women said, that paperclip better be able to hold my whole life together. Amen. Amen. And the day I buy a Tiffany yo-yo, that's a day I say I made it.
I am looking at this photo of the paperclip.
Yeah.
Right?
The 18-karat gold paperclip.
Did you say $1,500?
$1,500. Free shipping.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
all right.
Makes it worth
yeah.
It.
Now
it's
yeah.
A deal. And what's it used for?
That's a bookmark.
Oh, I see.
Again, it's used as a bookmark.
The Everyday Objects Collection transforms utilitarian items into handcrafted works of art. This oversized golden paperclip is the perfect whimsical desk accessory. It's all right here in the story, just like you said, Allie.
I was going to say,
buying this polished turd.
You weren't making it up.
I literally said all that.
Right.
You did.
Yeah.
Here's a sterling silver paper plate for $950.
Mm-hmm. Get his weak stock out of here.
Here's a golf putter in stainless steel with sterling silver for $2,350.
Yeah, it's insane.
The stuff is overpriced. I think that's the point.
But whimsical.
Whimsical, sure.
Yeah, yeah. They even have what looks like paper cups, but done in a metal.
Okay.
And it's insane.
Have you ordered something from this?
No, I have not.
Okay.
Come on now.
Would you?
No way. Not ever.
I might get the paper clip, but I don't know what it's used for.
What would you use it for?
Do you know?
Kevin, good. You got it at the yo-yo.
You have to.
I mean, how much was it?
That one I think was $400.
$300.
Okay. Oh, it's on sale.
On sale for
American walnut and sterling silver with a Tiffany blue accent for only $300 for a yo-yo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to need that.
All right.
Back here's I just can't stop looking at it.
We don't need
here's
the deep
a crazy
here.
Straw. Here's an everyday objects crazy straw in sterling silver for $250, or you can get it in rose vermeil for $350.
Well, you'd have to go rose vermeil, right?
For what, am I an animal? Straw.
I'm not a savage. Oh, this is insane. You guys, we always say, why the same old stories in Hollywood? Give us something new. Well, NBC is giving us something new. They're putting together a new comedy about people who work as super trainers at a Chili's restaurant. Deadline is reporting the show was inspired by a column in GQ magazine called Inside the Church of Chili's. In the article, a guy writes about a group of traveling super trainers who go around to the chain restaurants before that store's grand opening.
And you can order them from Tiffany's?
You cannot. This is a whole other situation.
It's a different
situation.
But
this is a comedy that NBC is doing. That's a new idea.
Who's in it?
Who's
behind it?
We don't know yet. We don't know.
Anything to do with it?
We don't know.
Okay,
they're putting it together.
I'm going to hold on that.
Okay. And if you were planning on seeing Theater Row Studios' Sharknado performance, live onstage version of Sharknado, you aren't going to see it. Why? Because the people behind Sharknado, the Asylum Company, have filed suit.
Uh-oh.
They say the stage company isn't promoting the play right now on its website, but the damage is done to the tune of $10 million.
Sure.
Wow.
$10 million.
How would you do Sharknado on stage?
I'm not positive.
I don't know.
Not positive. I'm not sure there's $10 million worth of damage there either.
I don't think so either. Let's let it go. America, we need to heal. Right? Who's with me? Happy birthday. Gordon Ramsay is 51. Courtney Thorne Smith is 50. Parker Posey is 49. Tara Reid is 42. Against Me singer Laura Jane Grace is 37. TV personality Jack Osborne is 32. And Jensen Karp is 38 today. I'm Allie McKay and for Ralph Garman, walking the showbiz beat.
Hey, Allie, the SoCal Helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness. We all win with a commercial-free drive home today at 5 p.m. on K-Rock. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. We got Dr. Drew, like we do on Thursdays. We also check in with Jim Rome and Neil deGrasse Tyson.
What?
Makes a return visit to the Kevin and Bean show tomorrow morning.